The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go, people. On a Tuesday, this July the 9th, 2019, want to welcome you in. Jane Martinez, Joe Ranieri here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. As we take a look at the latest headlines from the world of sports and try to figure out how to hell and we make it rain here. One of the slower times of the sports landscape, but there never is. If you are a degenerate, then you understand there is always something to bet on, including tonight's All-Star game. And we'll touch base on the numbers there, what we know to be true. We'll also take a look back here at what we learned from a betting perspective during the first half of the Major League Baseball season. We've already been anywhere between 88 and 91 games, so kind of past the halfway point, so to speak. But there's still plenty of baseball and some different strategies that we'll look to apply here in the second half. But whether it be fantasy or whether it be from a betting perspective, it's always good to kind of understand what the hell are we looking at? What did we learn? What can we take away from the first half? But, of course, it was all about the home run, which is definitely a theme in Major League Baseball. It's what it was all about last night, Dane, the home run competition. And you heard me say, I don't want to be the recency bias guy. But, damn, dude, that was probably some of the most entertaining 2 hours of baseball that I've seen in a long time, especially what Jock Peterson and what Vlad Guerrero Jr. were able to do. Dare I say, maybe the best home run derby we've had in history?
It's possible. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, all the degenerates out there. I mean, I think the biggest thing was, what was it, like 4 years ago maybe, when they changed the format and had the timer be a part of it and counting down from the 4 minutes, and then you had like the bonuses and the money balls and that sort of thing. Because what it generates is a real kind of heads up, right? And there were a number of times when there was like less than 30 seconds left counting down and a guy needed to hit a home run to win the round. And I think that generates a lot of excitement. That is something we didn't have in the old format, you know, since they switched it over. And I agree. It builds the excitement. It was a great one. Obviously, Vlad Guerrero Jr. was kind of like the uncrowned winner. Jock Peterson, my guy, went absolutely crazy. What was that, like double, triple overtime? That was great. And you could tell a lot of these guys want to win it, headlined by Pete Alonso, who said as much, giving Mets fans something to celebrate in what has been a long season.
Yeah, 79 swings for Vlad Guerrero Jr., 90 for Jock Peterson, 40 home runs for Vlad Jr., 39 wow for him in that battle there. Crazy, just absolutely crazy. But there, you know, it was funny. You know, we kind of ripped J.D. Martinez from the Red Sox when he came out a couple of weeks ago, and he's like, dude, guys, that is the most grueling. You guys don't understand what that's like, man. And then I think if you watched that last night, Jock Peterson maybe said the most poignant thing afterwards, after he lost. He said, I feel bad for him. He's got to go up and go into a final yet. Like, I can't even hold my arms up right now. It is a grueling event. There is some strategy. And maybe, I don't know, if I'm Alonso, maybe I want to send a couple of bucks to Jock Peterson, because him going toe-to-toe with Vlad Guerrero helped, you know, Pete Alonso end up winning that last night.
Yeah, it definitely tired him out. And that's what we were on. Remember, we were on the experience because we thought some of these first-year guys wouldn't know how to pace themselves, and they would, in fact, tire themselves out. That wasn't the case with Alonzo versus Vlad in the finals. But you can tell this is, you know, this is exhausting work. It sounds crazy, but it really is. These guys were gassed out by the end of it. That's why some of these guys also don't participate because, you know, there's been that kind of angle that it messes up your swing for the second half. So we'll see if that happens to any of these guys. But you can tell it is definitely a workout. That's why, like, another good feature, I think, is when they, you know, take, like, the timeout halfway through the round. Yes. And, like, teammates come up, give them Gatorade, pat them down, that sort of thing. It is definitely a grind.
Yeah, no, it truly, and you feel bad for these guys. But, you know, the other thing we talked about yesterday from a handicapping standpoint, and, again, you know, you store this, you keep that little notebook of things to – because we forget the next day exactly what we were supposed to remember from issues past. But how important is that pitcher, guys? How important is the guy to handicap the dude they're bringing out there and how familiar they are? Because those three, there were three guys last night. The guy that was pitching to Jock Peterson, the guy that was pitching, of course, to Vlad, and the dude's cousin, like Pete Alonso's cousin, was out there throwing. You saw how important it was with Chapman and the old man coming out there, which was a nice story. But those, you know how hard it is to groove 4 minutes worth of balls right in that zone there for those guys? So it certainly helps to know who the hell it is that's throwing to these guys because that's kind of its own art, Dane. That's not an easy thing to do, man, in 4 minutes either.
Yeah, when you talk about these home run derby, the guys getting gassed by, you know, hitting home runs, the guy throwing, you know, hey, there's pressure on you, you know, and then to do it consistently round in, round out, you know, over the time, you're absolutely right. And the funny part is you mentioned Pete Alonso had like his second cousin. You saw Chapman with his dad last year, Harper with his dad, you know, I mean, if you're not a professional, this guy's like a used car salesman. It is not easy. And then what happens if you have some control issues and there's no good swings? You're the guy to blame. So absolutely, there's some pressure there as well. To be honest, if I was in the derby, maybe I would do that for the first round. But then give me like the pitching coach or my normal batting practice guy that I have every time where I say, oh, no, I want a little bit in. He could put it a little bit inside. You know, I think you're right. That's an interesting factor. And it's the nice heartwarming moment sometimes. But get me someone who can consistently deliver balls in my heat zone.
Yeah, and I love the fact, too, and this was another one of the things we pointed out yesterday, is that it was the first time we've ever had two rookies, you know, one 20 years old and Vlad Guerrero Jr., 23 for Pete Alonso. It was the first time we had two rookies as actual home run derby finals participants there. And, yeah, I don't care how much money you make, man. When you have an opportunity to double your salary with the swing of a bat there for a couple of, you know, for an hour's worth of work, that is a big motivating factor for guys. And Pete Alonso and Guerrero Jr. went at it hard, guys. That $1 million is $1 million. And now you can get to go see the Mets for half price, more than half price. We'll talk about that coming up. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right.
Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
All right, so we got the 90th. That's crazy. The 90th All-Star Game getting ready to take center stage here in Cleveland. Progressive Field tonight, home of the Cleveland Indians. And I'm excited, man. I'm looking forward to seeing this game for a couple of reasons. Want to welcome you in here to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network as we look to help you make it rain tonight in this All-Star Game. There is always something to fulfill the degenerate in all of us when it comes to laying down a little bit of action here. And Dane Martinez, I can tell you, I know there's a lot of pitchers, namely Justin Verlander, and we'll get to him here in just a few minutes. But this has really been all about the year of the home run. We know this, right? So they are going to set they're shattering records all over the place here. The most home runs were hit in 2017. That record is going to be broken by the end of July. I mean, it's ridiculous. There are juiced balls, but when you look at this game here tonight, you know, we're not going to the Mets bullpen here in the seventh inning. We're not going to the Nationals bullpen. We're going up against the game's best, the DeGroms, the Scherzers, this is going to be mano y mano. So my question is, at a total at 8.5, what I'm looking forward to is, does the old adage, great pitching neutralize great hitting, or does it matter anymore in 2019?
Yeah, so I said this last night on Fantasy Freestyle. Same exact thing, Joe. There is no rough underbelly of the bullpen tonight, okay? You are not getting anybody going through the second time, third time through the lineup, right? And yes, Joe, while this is the year of the home run and launch angle and all that stuff, it is also the year of the strikeout. K rates are higher than ever before. We have talked about that a lot. And I actually believe in the old adage that good pitching beats good hitting. I'm going to try and thread the needle this way, Joe. I believe that most, if not all, of the runs that are scored tonight will be scored via the home run. However, if I'm going to lean one way, I'm going to lean on the under 8.5. I do think good pitching beats good hitting. I do think these guys will strike out. These guys, you know, your second time through the lineup, all of a sudden you're going to be seeing, oh, I don't know, Chris Sale coming out of the bullpen, you know, for one at bat. I think there's going to be a lot of strikeouts, a lot of walks, some home runs, but what we are not going to see are any rallies, in my opinion. We're not going to see, you know, a single, then a double, and a guy goes from first to third, and then another, you know, then another rally, another base hit. I don't think people are going to string many together. I think there will be the random home run here or there, but I'm actually, I think, going to lean towards the under and take this pitching.
Interesting, and it's since 2008, here's what we know. The under has hit 8 of the last 11 games, only averaging about 6.5, a little more than 6.5 runs a game. Only one game since 2008 has actually gone over 10 runs. And when you look at the two starting pitchers, we know Verlander, two of the best the game has right now. Then you, when you start going into the bullpens, here's who the National League's got coming out, right? Soroka, DeGrom, Scherzer, Clayton Kershaw. When you look at American League, it's got Garrett Cole, Lucas Giolito, Jose Berrios. You know, when you look at who's going to be coming in next year, who do you give the starting pitching edge to?
I mean, both teams. I don't know. I really like the American League guys because of those power arms, because of those K rates that I see. When you can bring in Cole, when you can bring in Berrios. I mean, but then again, you know, it's not like, you know, Scherzer, DeGrom, and Kershaw are really any problem. You know, that's the thing. And these guys are going to be pitching one, two innings at a time. They're going to be able to go full bore. You know, they don't have to pace themselves across 100 pitches or anything like that. That's why I'm on the under. I can see this game easily being, you know, 2-0 with a two-run home run, a random two-run home run in the fourth, and that's about it. You know, that's where I can see. That's the way I am going to see it. I didn't know that the under hit to that percentage. I just think everyone thinks about the long ball. Don't forget about the strikeout as the big narrative of 2019 either.
Yeah, the American League has won the last six, right? They've also, they've beaten them 28-15 over that period, by the way, in total in run differential. But the American League is also 6-0 against the spread, too. So they're actually covering the run line over the last 6 years. The average age here, Dane, might play into it, too, as well, when you consider that the average starting age for the National League here, some of the youngest we've ever seen, just about 25 years old, while the American League guys, they're not grandfathers, but they're close to 29 on the average age. So one can make the argument that when you get these, especially I think there are three first-time starters for the National League here as far as the hitters go, man, we watched it last night, man. The younger guys tend to go at it a little harder, especially early on. The older guys are like, yeah, this is nice and all, but, you know, load management, right?
Yeah, I guess that's true. You know, you talked about it. We saw it yesterday. A lot of these young kids actually were going for the win, hoping to actually get it done. And, you know, whereas maybe some of these other guys might see it more as an exhibition when you've been there before, you get the video phone out, you got your kids in the dugout, that sort of thing for the experience. But, yeah, you know, I mean, I can buy that. But then again, we all must admit, Joe, you got to take all this with a grain of salt. Right, because we are talking about an exhibition. And a lot of times, Joe, we talk about handicapping motivation, you know, and who knows what the motivation will be here? Who knows how these managers will manage it? You know, will they let guys go two innings? Will they manage in game? Will there be any kind of, you know, strategy involved? Will there be any shifts? Will there be any bunts? That sort of thing. You know, you have no idea what happens like that in an exhibition. But the one thing I do think is I think we will see that great pitching does beat great home run or nothing hitting. I think we're going to see a lot of strikeouts. I wish there was an over-under for strikeouts in this game, Joe, because honestly, I think I would take around 20 in total. I think both teams can strike out 10 batters.
You've got three guys at the top that are, well, pretty good value there for the MVP of the game. You got Yelich, you got Bellinger, and of course you got Mike Trout as the favorite at just about 9-1 there. But Bellinger and Yelich there, 15-1 to win the MVP. Will it go to, you know, will it be the chalky? Will it be that top? How do you bet again? When is the next time we're going to be able to get Mike Trout at 9-1 for anything?
Yeah, I guess that's true, right? But at the same time, all that's going to happen, I'm telling you, this is the way. It's not going to be any of these pitchers because they're going to get one, two innings. It's going to be, like I said, I'm expecting, let's say it's something like a 4-2 game, right? And of those six runs, five come via the home run. It's going to be whoever randomly hits the two or three run jack. That's who's going to win the MVP, you know, on this winning team. I think that's the way it's going to go down. And, you know, any of these guys is as good a bet as any to take one big fly. Who gets the one good swing that goes yard? Whoever hits the three-run homer. So for that, you know, give me someone who's not plus 950. Give me someone who's plus 2400, something like that. You know, we know Alonso's in good form. We know Acuna's in good form. You know, it could be anybody, but it'll be the guy. I'm thinking it won't be a pitcher. It will be a hitter, and it'll be whatever hitter hits the random two or three run jack in the middle of the game, too. I don't think it'll be a starter. Okay, they pull all the starters, and if anybody's going to do some kind of clutch hit, that'll get like an MVP consideration, it'll be later in the game, and that's when the starters will be pulled. So to be quite honest, I would not bet any of the guys who start this game, all right, because I think the, you know, high leverage situation will be when they are long gone and watching the game as a fan like the rest of us.
Yeah, I'll be fading most of those guys, actually, every one of them that participated in the home run derby, because whether they made it past the first round or not, the swing plane changed. A lot of things changed with that mentality from last night. So I'll be avoiding any of those guys for this. And, you know, how do you go against Trout? Trout could go up there, go 2 for 2, hit 2 bombs, and they win 2-0. That guy is just, never ceases to amaze me. I don't know if they say Yelich will play at some particular point, but that back issue tonight continues to be a problem for him. Yeah, he might get one at bat. I don't know if he'll. It depends on what happens pregame. They're saying they'll test it out, but I think we witnessed why
he's going to lead off.
He's going to try to do it, but do you really risk it if you're Christian Yelich? Because I think we witnessed last night why you back out of the home run tournament if you have a back problem.
They're the road team. He'll get the one at bat. He may not even see the field.
Yeah, or he might not swing. He'll take a couple of swings and then trot off. Anybody with a Yelich jersey will be happy there. That's the truth. All right, we'll dive into what our man Verlander had to say yesterday. He's pretty pissed off at Rob Manfred. We'll tell you why next. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Made Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to madesailors.com. That's madesailors.com.
Do you want 2 risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get 2 risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your 2 risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team. DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections, and now the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
So we heard a lot here about how the United States women's soccer players earn peanuts compared to the men. And people think, of course, that it's just that the men's soccer, let's face it, it's so much more popular and yada, yada, yada. Well, the ratings came out for the Women's World Cup here yesterday. And yeah, they blew the men's final out of the water. More people were tuned in, close to 14.3 million viewers in the U.S. on Sunday. That is up 22% from last year's broadcast of the men, when they tuned in only just about 11 million people have tuned in. Now, of course, the U.S. men were nowhere near the match there, but that's part of the whole point from the American perspective, at least anyway. The women aren't getting near the kind of coin that the men are. And yet they seem to be a hell of a lot more successful, certainly from a standpoint of eyes to television sets and ratings where it matters the most. They're pretty good. And I know it's been a long time since the men have actually even been in a World Cup finale or anywhere even remotely close to it, for that matter. But they certainly, from a number standpoint and from a rating standpoint, the U.S. women move the needle, man. I mean, they absolutely move the needle. But you're comparing sometimes, again, from a revenue standpoint. If the way I understand is the men and women, they're both offered a percentage. Actually, the women are get a higher percentage of the total revenue generated from the World Cup. And the reason they don't make as much is because there's a hell of a lot more money invested in the men's World Cup than there is the women. But the U.S. has got nothing to be ashamed of. They moved the needle in this country. Soccer and the women moved the needle from a rating standpoint, Dane.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we had that as a poll question yesterday, Joe. You know, the idea, should they be paid equal? Remember, there was also the chance in the arena of equal pay when the women were getting their trophy on Sunday. And honestly, you know, I think it should be tied to revenue. Listen, if you're bringing more eyes to the set, if you're bringing more money in the coffers, then you should. You know, I do think it should be tied to how much they're earning, how much, you know, how their popularity. And I would say the United States is probably the only country in the world where the women's team is more popular than the men's team, where the women's team is more dominant than the men's team, where the women's team actually does generate more revenue, it looks like, than the men's team. And if that is the case, I believe they should be paid accordingly. But it's not you are not joking, Joe. That Women's World Cup definitely moved the needle. People were coming out to support. And the question is, will it stick? You know, we say that every 4 years around soccer. Will it stick? I think Major League Soccer has made some growth. Major League Soccer, you know, I do think is above the NHL these days, even as the fourth sport in the United States, and gaining on Major League Baseball. There's a lot of interest. I do follow a team here in the MLS, NYCFC. But you can tell it definitely caught the imagination of the country. And, you know, them being dominant and winning doesn't hurt. The question is, will it stick, and will people, you know, will it translate to more eyes wanting to watch, you know, MLS or other soccer events as they happen this summer?
Yeah, I want to thank your boys, by the way, for the over they delivered against Atlanta a couple of days ago. But it's funny, Dane. All of the talk, like, they're not, no, but they don't do it. They don't make as much, but they're not as good. Listen, that team, the men should hope to be as good and as successful as the women team is. The bottom line is they really only get an opportunity to showcase it every 4 years. But Let's face it, we've got enough data now to look at it and say, guys, every 4 years, the eyeballs and the country's attention backs the U.S. women, not the men. Now, if the men eventually make it to a World Cup final, I can't even believe I'm saying that, but if that actually ever does happen, Dane, then we can compare apples to apples. But right now, let's face it, there is the best U.S.-based team, I think, that we have, the most popular, is these women by far, hands down. Love them or hate them, these women are champions here. And the men just haven't gotten to that point in the sport yet.
No, that's absolutely right. Remember, they missed the last edition of the World Cup, and they got a lot of kids right now, okay? The cycle is turning over. Some of the names you may remember from the past are no longer on the men's team, okay? The Clint Dempseys of the world, some of the old guys that are still there. Bradley's still there. Altidore's still there. Jossie Zardes is still there. But there is a lot of young talent coming up, okay, between Pulisic, McKinney, and others. Boyd is out there, and these guys are now coming together so that when we have World Cup qualifying, which will start in the next year or so, these guys have experience with each other and some chemistry, and they can kind of, you know, right the wrongs of 4 years ago. But Joe, the U.S. being in a World Cup final is a long way away.
Long way away.
Okay? Let them qualify first. Let them make a knockout stage, you know, which hasn't happened for a long time either. And I think that's the difference, okay? And one of the things I learned in this Women's World Cup, Joe, even some of these countries where you think are definitely big in soccer, Spain, France, Brazil, these are countries that are only now starting to develop their women's program, okay? It's been all about the men, even in countries like Argentina, which are clearly a soccer nation, right? The U.S. is one of the few countries which has made such an investment in their women's team, and really the only one where the women outshine the men.
Yeah, it's the only one. And I know, like you said, the cycle is turning over, that which is good news, and it kind of had to. They were at that point, so we'll see what happens. But they just keep rolling out trophies and world championships. That's what the women's program does. And want to welcome you guys in who are joining us here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network as we make it rain. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri, getting ready, of course, for the Major League Baseball All-Star Game tonight. And the starting pitcher for the American League, Justin Verlander, a little bent out of shape, Dane, has always, when it comes to balls, he's got a lot to say about it. And, he's got more than a lot to actually say about it here.
Tonight's all about the long ball, but baseball's a game of change and cycles. Do you see the game ever moving away from where it is today with power and just really going for the home run? Yeah.
Are you asking about the baseballs or the game?
There's a big difference there. And Verlander, very outspoken about what he feels is not necessarily Major League Baseball and Rob Manfred being upfront about what they are doing with the baseballs. And in fact, I mean, he went on a tirade. He called it a effing joke. He said Major League Baseball is turning this game into a joke. They own Rawlings. And you've got Manfred up here saying that it might be the way of the center of the pill. They own the company. If any other $40 billion company bought out a $400 million company and the product changed dramatically, it's not a guess as to what happened. We all know what happened. Manfred is the first time that he's come in. He said, hey, you know what? We need more offense. All of a sudden he comes in, the balls are juiced. It's no coincidence. We're not idiots. And he went on to say that are the balls juiced? Does he think it was intentional? And he says, absolutely, 100%. They've been using juice balls in the home run derby forever. He says they know how to do it. It's not coincidence. And I find it really hard to believe that MLB owns Rawlings. And it's just coincidentally that the balls have become juiced. And, you know, I joked about it earlier, Dane. Listen, he's got a point. It's not necessarily, he's not bitching and moaning that guys are hitting necessarily home runs off of him, and he's given up his share this year. I believe he's given up 26 home runs this year, most of them solo shots, but still, I don't know that he's bent about that as he is that Rob Manfred keeps throwing his hands up in the air and being like, yeah, well, you know, the engineers, they tweaked a little something, and, you know, this is the, well, I mean, give me a break. They didn't do it under. His point is that you don't, these guys, these engineers at Rawlings, what, they did it on their own? Like, you guys didn't go to them and say, we need the ball to fly out of the ballpark? I think that's more to his point and what his issue is.
Yeah, Absolutely. I mean, we've talked about this before, Joe, and I've gone conspiracy theory with you on this before. Right at towards the end of 2015, I believe, which coincides with when we've started to see this dramatic shift. Go look into it, okay? Rawlings also moved their manufacturing plant, I believe it was to Costa Rica, okay? And they used to manufacture the Major League Baseballs in one place. They moved the plant to a different country, and that coincides with Major League Baseball buying Rawlings and the spike here. Yes, and I think there's a great 538 piece about they actually show the difference in the core of the ball, and there is a slight difference that adds to bounce. There's a lot of stuff out there about it, but here's the thing, all right? If they're all using the same ball, then it's an even playing field. Maybe offense and home runs go up. But guess what, Verlander? It's going up for your boys of Springer and Altuve and Correa as well and Bregman as well. So, you know, it's an even playing field for everybody. It is just going to change some of these numbers. I think the bigger issue, Joe, and we'll talk about it maybe on the other side of the break, but as you know, baseball is a sport that cares so much about its record book, about its nostalgia, about comparing eras against each other. And this is just yet another reason of why you can't, whether it be steroids, whether it be free agency, whether it be raising and lowering the mound, whether it be allowing colored players in. It is so hard to compare eras, yet baseball wants to still wax poetic about its record book and about its sacred numbers. Of course the balls are juiced, but it's the same for everybody. Why? Because as this game deteriorates attention span from the millennials, what we need to see is more home runs to wave these towels around so I could watch it, because it's a 3 hour and a 3.5 hour ordeal otherwise.
You take the needle out of a player's ass and you put it in a ball. That's basically what you've done, Major League Baseball. I think his point is, do yourself a favor. Just come clean about it. I think we're all on the same page. We're okay with it. More on that coming up, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
So we'll take a look back on the first half, certainly from a betting perspective here, Major League Baseball, try to figure out if there's, I don't know, did we make money? Did we not make money? Are we overlooking some things? We'll do a little bit of a review there coming up. But I want to show you this here, Dane, because I know the Home Run Derby last night was so much fun. But can we not, hats off to Korea, who's also having their All-Star game? And can we not say shout out to the bunting competition that they have instead of, you know, right here, ladies and gentlemen, is the answer to this is the answer to the shift, right? Look at that. How many guys in the MLB would be able to pull any of this off here? Like, you got to be, look at this. Yeah. That awesome. That's what I'm talking about. Look at this guy. Yeah. Yeah,
I like that.
Isn't that cool, man? Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Same game, but totally different concept. But yet, here we are. We're so about the long ball. Everything is about the long ball, but yet the nuances of the game, it's nice to at least see someplace in the world, Dane, they still care about, you know, the actual fundamentals of the game of baseball.
Absolutely. And listen, last night, I think I tagged you on Twitter, Joe. That was my poll question for Fantasy Freestyle. I asked what other event could be added to the Home Run Derby, okay? And here are my options, Joe. Maybe, you know, it's a slow time. We got a little bit of time. You know, fastest runner going first to third. I think that would be cool. Line up all these guys, the Billy Hamiltons, the Trey Turners of the world, and time them, maybe going first to home, something like that. See who is the fastest person in Major League Baseball. Remember they did that 40 yards of gold or whatever for the NFL? I'd like to see who's the fastest man. I would like line up all these outfielders maybe and put them in right field and have them shoot peas over to third base or something, have them drill runners. That would be really cool. Who's got the best outfield arm? I like the beat the shift or the bunting idea to see who could, you know, put targets out there also and have them beat the shift or bunt. I think that's good. And also in the NHL All-Star Weekend, they have guys that like with their slap shots try to hit targets and stuff. Put pitchers out there on the mound. Have them have to hit like small targets with their, you know, fastballs or even their breaking pitches. Or line up, you know, Chapman and others and see who's got the best velocity. You know, and all of baseball. I think there is other things you can add to the Home Run Derby. I mean, the NBA has the skills competition, three-point and dunk. You know, we see that Pro Bowl thing where before they play dodgeball and, like, the best hands and stuff. I think they can add to the Home Run Derby and another some cool events. That bunt idea is good. And the poll I had up yesterday, Beat the Shift, was the winner, followed by Best Outfield Arm, then the Fastest Runner, then pitcher kind of like velocity accuracy challenge.
Yeah. I can tell you this though, all of those types of things would be absolutely awesome. And I think what we learned with the Home Run Derby, certainly last night, is yes, we all love home runs. It's always been a fascinating, we've always loved home runs. It's the one thing that has always captured the attention of the masses. I mean, look no further than, whether it had been Roger Maris, whether it would have been Hank Aaron, hell, Babe Ruth back in the day, you know, what McGuire and Sosa and everyone did. Many people argue that the long ball is what saved Major League Baseball back there in the 90s. Otherwise, people would never have come back. And I get it, but you're right. There are a lot of other things that you can make, like the bunting competition, when you make it about a head-to-head on the best athletes and the best players, and you put a clock up there. And I think this is really why we got a whole lot about the pitch clock and that type of thing. Whether or not you realize it or whether or not fans realize it, the minute you put a clock up, and whether a pitcher is on the clock, whether the hitter is on the clock, it adds a different, subconsciously, it adds a different level to the person who's consuming that sport, which is, you know, the fans, us, you, the guys who pay the money to go see the damn games. That clock, more than anything else, I think, is really a game changer from the standpoint of now I'm more interested because I realize, even if I don't understand baseball, I understand he's got until that clock hits 0-0 and then all hell breaks loose, Dane. And it does add that different layer in Major League Baseball, whether it's a home run contest or, you know what, get your ass on the mound and pitch the ball. I know as a fan that clock is there now.
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, listen, baseball is known as the only sport without a clock, right? And, you know, every other sport has a clock. And to be honest, I don't know how well that fits in this 2019 attention span and these millennials that we have anymore, right? So adding a clock, adding pressure, urgency, a deadline. But think about it, Joe, when you're a little kid, right? No matter what the sport, what were you doing? It's the last play of the game, right? In your head, you're like, 3, 2, 1, and the shot goes off. Or the kick goes off, or the slap shot happens, or it's the Hail Mary as time is expiring. It is the clock that adds the pressure, that adds the urgency. You know, in baseball, you were always like, bases loaded, two outs, you know, full count, that sort of thing, to add pressure. And, you know, in most sports, it is the pressure of the clock and the deadline that does it. Think about it, Joe. We're here every day, you know, 6 a.m., 7 a.m., we are slaves to the clock as well. When it hits the top of the hour, we're like, oh, it's go time, you know, and that's the way everybody is. It's human nature.
It certainly is. And that clock last night under the 4 minutes, once they got under 30, the timeout, the anticipation, and, you know, it really
like
started to.
Sure.
Yeah. Started to get into that when once you had that final 10 seconds, can they work together? You know, it's like watching a tag team here because the pitcher played a big role in it too. Can he get the ball over there? Can they do it?
Remember, in the old format, also, it was just, I think it was like 10 outs, which was like any swing that was not a home run. And you could take pitches if you didn't like it. You could take pitches, and that would get boring. The clock even adds, like you said, a pressure to the pitcher because, you know, the clock will still keep going even if you get a bad pitch that's a little outside or something like that. And that's why we also, I think, we saw some people hitting Oppo Nacos last night, too.
Yes.
Acuna, specifically, in my opinion, was hitting the ball wherever it was pitched. And if it was outside, he was showing his power the opposite field.
Yeah, he was blowing bubbles while he was doing it, too, which was actually pretty cool there. Also, don't forget the baseballs, then. I didn't realize this, but I guess a number of the baseballs that were being used were signed by all the participants in the home run competition.
Oh, that's cool. Souvenirs.
So a lot of guys were able to, who caught balls there last night actually had, you know, Jock Peterson and a lot of these had the signed balls by the guy, which is, again, you know, something we'd probably never hear about, but really, really cool stuff. Smart by Major League Baseball going, rewarding the people who spent the money to go there, support the game. And now all of a sudden you got you got a 2019 Pete Alonso signed ball that you caught it at all. That's pretty
Vlad
cool
Guerrero,
stuff, man.
Junior. Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
You know,
and you know what? The other thing that I really like about this event is all the kids in the outfield shagging fly balls. Like, that's awesome, right? And it's funny, though, because you get, like, some 6- and 7-year-olds, and then you get, like, a 13-year-old that's, like, a foot and a half taller than everybody else, you know,
dominating.
And it's just actually getting it, right? Then you see how some of these kids misjudge the ball, stuff like that. I think that's another fun element, seeing all these kids run around shagging in the outfield, too. I think it wasn't last year, but there was one year where it looked like a kid almost robbed a home run.
Yeah,
because like,
yeah,
you know,
up
like
against the wall,
actually against the wall, almost robbed one, and they had to go to the videotape. But I think that's another nice element of it. And those kids are all getting signed balls too if they shag any in the outfield.
Absolutely, and that's really cool stuff. Kudos to Major League Baseball, and I love to see this because I love baseball. It's part of what we all participated in on some level growing up, but it's why it's also been one of the most frustrating sports over the years, because their inability to actually evolve while the NFL and the NHL and everyone else has done certain things to evolve the sport and take it to the next generation. And baseball, you know, like you said, has been the one sport that just fights and lives in the rearview mirror. And well, you know, we used to, or we've always done it this way kind of attitude. And it's nice to see that Rob Manfred The guys that are running Major League Baseball right now have realized, all right, guys, we got to do something different. And I do think that the reports of the demise of Major League Baseball after seeing what we did last night, after seeing what we've seen in the first half, they might be a little premature here, guys, because there were more eyeballs and more excitement. Just go to social media today and see what people are all over talking about. It was that home run derby last night. And when the hell is the last time we can remember that situation where, oh, my. I mean, I couldn't even tell you that Bryce Harper won it last year. Who the hell remembered? Last night, the juice balls, the atmosphere kind of changed the game a little bit here.
Yeah, and again, I go right back to the change in format, and I think that's been, I think, like 4 years or so, maybe, Joe.
Yeah.
And I really think that was a huge difference with the bonuses and the clock. Putting the clock on it sped up the game, made it be, you know, a time frame people can understand, and these guys have responded in kind, hitting bombs. I think like three players, Alonzo
and
Peterson,
young guys too,
and
young
Vlad guys. All set the record. Yeah. Yep, younger guys that are in it. Remember, it's similar to the slam dunk contest, Joe. You know
there
what I mean?
Go.
You don't see the brand name names you know in the slam dunk contest anymore. You see up and coming kids who want to use this as like their platform to announce themselves to the world. And that's what Pete Alonso did last night. And as we go to tonight, Joe, I've got my pick for MVP. I'm going to keep it with the Mets. I'm going to keep it with my idea that it's going to be a player who comes in late. And I'm going to keep it with, if they bring in one player where they really need a base hit with a man on scoring position or something, who will deliver? Your guy, Joe, who's hitting like 350. Give me Jeff McNeil to come through big in like the sixth or seventh inning in a pinch hit situation with men on base and come up big. Give me Jeff McNeil in a tight spot. And if it's on the other side, give me my guy DJ LeMahieu. These are guys who are going to come in later on in the game with men on base and maybe get a big pinch hit to win the game.
Yep. Lineups are in. Yelich, Baez, Freddie Freeman, Bellinger, Arenado, Bell, Contreras, Marte, Acuna Jr. for the National League. American League going to counter with Springer, LeMahieu, Trout, Santana, Martinez there, of course, of the Red Sox, Bregman, Sanchez, Brantley, and Polanco. Those are going to be your starting nine for each team. Of course, because it's in Cleveland, DH is in full effect here. And you know why? You know, to your point, too, though, you got somebody coming in off of the bench. Obviously, Freddie Freeman is the starter at first base in the National League, but why not Pete Alonso, right? Winning the home run derby and then taking it yard there to win the game at some point after the sixth or seventh inning. A lot of ways this could go down, but I think there, you know, the National League average age of 25, when you go down, man, oh, man, you know, Major League Baseball's got some talent, man, and they're going to have some talent for the years to come. It's in pretty good shape, my man.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we say that about golf, right, Joe? You know, that the kids are good. And that the kids are there taking over. I think, you know, this is an opportunity. They call them the boys of summer for a reason, right? When actually the free agency buzz in the NBA is down before training camps start. Major League the World Cup is over. Major League Baseball has a window of about 2 weeks here to really shine and get more eyes to the screen.
Yes, and I think they will. I think that's I think tonight. I can't wait to see what the ratings were last night. I can't wait to see what they're going to be tonight, because I do think that'll tell us a lot about the interest and how far the game has come. And juice balls or no juice balls. Listen, I don't know how Major League Baseball and Verlander is not going to want to hear this. I don't know how they turn back. I don't know how.
No, they don't.
I don't think you can. I don't think you can, because don't forget there was a different. In 2017, we had the juice ball effect. Last year, we didn't. This year, we have it at a, like, totally on juiced up here. So
yeah.
I don't know if it gets any better, any worse. I can tell you this. A lot of fun, though, Major League Baseball. Let's score some runs, damn it. Ball.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Weekend Wagers.
God, man. I'm hating the white on white, by the way. Hating it.
No, no, this is not good. I can't even tell what's going on. I can barely see. The only thing I see is Alex Rodriguez's teeth. God, what kind of whiteners is that guy using? I'm blind.
What they wanted to do here is the pinstripes is probably one of the most famous uniforms.
Well, Boston should have read something else.
The problem is Boston's the home team. But this white on white is crap.
Saturday and Sunday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern on the Evan TSY Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
All right, welcome back here on a Tuesday, July 9th on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez here, getting ready for the All-Star Game tonight. We will be back in, of course, to Major League Baseball by the weekend as the second half, well, a little further than the second half. We have finished just about anywhere from 88 to 91 games with Major League Baseball teams, so some guys are past that kind of halfway point, and it's going to be interesting, Dane, because we do have in this era, tanking is a real thing, whether people want to believe it or they don't want to believe it. Major League Baseball, it's a different version of tanking where not necessarily because they're doing it for draft picks or anything along those lines, but they're doing it to save money. They're doing it because they've already thrown in the towel and realized we're not going to win a World Series. So there's really no point and spending all of this money. Let's cultivate the farm system. Let's go ahead and do some other things, and we'll kind of choose our spot down the road. So when you approach the second half of Major League Baseball, you mentioned it, motivation. Motivation comes into a lot of what happens in the second half when you're looking at some of these teams and some of these lines moving forward, because what is the motivation of the Baltimore Orioles? Any idea what it is moving forward?
Let the kids play. That's the motivation. Experience for the kids, right? So let me ask you, is series prices a good bet in the second half?
Yep. Also a place to look. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. And understanding these spot starts and these right. bullpen starts and these guys they're calling up. There are some numbers to it. We'll give you some of the numbers that we learned from the first half of Major League Baseball so we don't, you know, we can make it rain in the second half. Let's do it. Hour 2, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, coming up.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.